What does it mean to be invisible without a song?
To be able to beat everyone, you know, like you can see.
No,
to be one
it's
with
all
the
but
sword,
an
something like that.
To an extent, but it is only but a futile dream of or just a mirage.
Yeah, it's a mirage. It's something you can't attain.
You can't achieve it. It's just all but this thing you want to attain. It's just this title. But then again, as you get to that, you just see that it was all just...
Anyway, I've not done introduction. Welcome to a new episode, folks.
Oh, shit.
And with me today, we have a guest. Those of you on Twitter may know him as Zed, or as his current... current Twitter handle, Makima Peace Drinker. We will talk about that later on.
No,
but yes,
it's a whole food discussion, guys.
And with me, stop laughing.
All the giggles.
And with my co-host John, we shall be doubling into the human mind, trying to understand why you name yourself Makima Peace Drinker. Now tell us, Zed, why?
This is our specimen, specimen A. Or should I say specimen Z?
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, good afternoon. I mean, good morning. Oh, it's afternoon now.
No need to greet. Really no need to greet.
There's actually no reason for that name. Well, first of all, you know, I love Makima. She's one of the best villains I've ever seen and read. And then the other part of the name is just something that I came up with on the spot.
So, dude, that doesn't seem like you came up with that. It seems like you, well, you thought about it hard and well for like a good 30 minutes before you typed that shit down. It looks like there was passion behind that statement, guy.
So of course, much. There was passion behind it, but it's not too much. It's not that
nothing.
Deep.
Ed says it's not too much, but we know the truth.
We know the true depth behind us. We know the true depth. You don't have to tell us.
Alright, your secret is safe with us. Anyway, as Zed is here, we shall address another issue, which is the one thing he's also known for on Twitter, making the worst food combinations possible known to man. So now I'll be calling. Before we go into your mayonnaise phase, let's start with a couple of food combinations that I saw around, and I would just like to know if you would eat that. Okay, so now we are about to play a game. Would you eat that? Number one, beans and puff puff.
What kind of beans is that?
Like something I can try.
Okay, wait.
What kind of, is like porridge beans kind of beans or
okay porridge it has to be porridge beans. Now any other beans will just be a hot mess.
It needs gel well.
No, I agree. I ain't doing that.
You can use puff puff as the meat by
no,
the side
doing,
or the
nah,
protein
no, I ain't
side.
Doing that, bro. I said
it,
I'm not doing that.
Just cut it into it like and mix it all together.
Are you sure about the It is
a bad one.
in a way. But on the bright side, you'll be full, guy.
I don't think you'll be able to stand after eating that.
But what do you mean you'll not be able to stand?
Bro, just taking the puff puff alone.
Worst case scenario, you choke on the puff puff. There's nothing else around.
Exactly. You have to have this a very reasonable amount of liquid beside you. Like two jerry cans of water.
Jerry cans of water. Are you
I'm
mad?
Just saying. I'm just
you won't
saying.
Even be able to stand after drinking two.
Exactly. All right. Next up, cornflakes and I don't know what this person was thinking about. Cornflakes and onions.
What?
Cornflakes and
onions, like actual just raw onions inside cornflakes. I don't know whether this was a joke, but that's just
something
else. It has to be a joke. It
has to
be
a
joke.
If it was golden one, it's understandable.
But what do you mean is what do you mean is understandable to put onions on golden one?
Well, if you can put onion, pap, custard, why can't you put on golden one?
Wait, go back. You say you can put onion on pap
and
custard. How? Please don't tell me you're doing
it. Is that not a normal thing?
A normal thing, God, that's not a normal thing at all.
He's too far gone.
And I thought mayonnaise was
what are we dealing with here? What monster did you bring on this podcast?
So, So wait, let's start from the beginning, the very beginning. How did you think of putting onions in pap, custard, and golden mom?
I am scared. I am scared.
You say onions or yes. Honey?
Onion.
Oh, onion. Like no. That's off. No, okay. No. I can't work
better.
With that.
All right. Better. Wait, do you hate onion?
Not really, but to put it on custard, ew.
Brother, exactly. Okay. I thought you were too far gone.
No. I'm still with you guys.
Hopefully for now, Sha. Alright, next one is spaghetti and beans.
Ah. See sweet food like that now. That's a healthy combination.
I would say it's doable, but I've not done it before and I'm not willing to try.
For me, I might try it. I'm willing to try it, but I'm like, will this feel right in my mouth? You know, how will it feel right? You know, beans has this texture. Then spaghetti has this other texture. Beans is chewable and spaghetti is, well...
See, it might just be this entire chaos of grease in your mouth, yeah? Of oil. Because both of them will be naturally be sweet with a substantial amount of oil.
That's true.
Yes. Variety is the spice of life, so you have to go past your limits and try something out of this world.
Yeah, that's so what you use. That's what you always use as a header for any time you bring out your weird combinations. Okay. Well, yes. Spaghetti and beans is doable. To an extent. Imam in a dire situation. All right, bread and Indomie. We can all say we've done that before.
That's irregular.
Very regular too.
Put it in between, like.
No. I prefer it with unsliced bread. You know, so you have enough space to dump all the Indomies and just distribute it.
No, I prefer with sliced bread. Fair enough. Think about
bread is bread.
Actually, shout out for bread is bread.
Oh, that sliced bread is too small. See, surface area to cover.
Sliced bread has class. You see, sliced bread is the class of bread. That's why it is sliced. On sliced bread is just like raw crude oil. So sliced bread is like fuel. It's like diesel. Refined. You see. That's why as you take
what
sliced bread.
What would you say about croissant? All those French
the more touche bread.
Dude, that one is just bread that has achieved enlightenment.
Executive bread.
Exactly.
Is there anything higher than that in the bread hierarchy? I think that's the highest form of bread.
That should be the highest.
Yeah, it should be. Or we commoners don't know. We are just mere commoners. We don't know what the hierarchy of bread is.
True.
There's some higher form of bread that we have never discovered.
Okay. Next, okra and boiled yam or rice.
Go for the bad thing.
What kind of mystical potion is
go
that?
Go for that be that.
What kind of mystical potion is that?
Guy, when I saw this one yesterday, I was just trying to understand what was going on in this person's mind.
Bro, are you cooking some death formula or something?
Yeah, okra and boiled yam. Okay, God.
No.
Already struggling with life.
I'm trying to imagine. Bro, this is like two completely different forms of matter. But it's like solid rock with liquid gaseous. Guy,
I'm sure if he's trying to defend himself, just be like eating the boiled yam and using the okra to, you know, slide it down or lube it down.
That's a good defense.
Well, I say we're getting to your mishaps and your unconceivable combinations. Next is beans and eba.
Wait, is it eba that they've made already or the raw one?
I believe it's eba that they've made already.
How would that work now?
I've seen pictures of it, guy, on Twitter. They are mad people in this world.
Eba and what?
Eba and beans. Made eba and beans. Not the one that you sprinkle on top.
No, he's one that they sprinkle on top.
He's, I actually learned that in school,
and it's nice. It's very nice.
But Eban is manageable.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around how it's going to be edible.
You see, Gary is there, so the cement of life plus protein, beans. Buy them together and you get a bar meat.
What?
Oh, you learn it's,
it's
you're
confusing.
Older. When you're older, you get it. All right, rice and ogbono soup.
Come on.
I'm surprised you're surprised because I was expecting you to be agreeing to all these things. You know, all the things you've done.
These ones are just
rice and egusi soup is okay, but ogbono, it's too dry and slimy. It doesn't go well. It won't go well. I don't see it going well.
Some people like it slimy.
Guy. Okay. Some people just like to lube it down.
True, true. Cornflakes, rice, and jam.
I stand on
no. Hell no.
Straight up.
No.
No consideration. I mean.
I'm not considering anything, guy. Yeah. There's nothing to consider.
Consideration at all.
Tell me, I'm
consider.
Uh-uh. I know. You know me and custard.
I'm not custard.
It's not far. It's not too far. Think about it. Think about it very well.
I'm not thinking about this. You want to have nightmares? No. Oh.
Well, you have done worse. You yourself. You know you have done worse.
I've done worse, but there are levels to this game.
Okay. The last one. Bread and fufu.
What?
Guy, when I saw this, I was just like, guy, the way you choke.
Bro, it's like not a matter of choking. You don't need to breathe anymore. You don't need to breathe anymore, guy.
There's nothing going down that route.
You choke your lungs, guy. You can block your lungs, guy.
Bread off.
Oh god.
It's just too funny.
You're not coming out of that alive again.
True. Well, imagine you coming out alive out of there.
Guy,
it's like you've been through a war,
guy. Throats will have packs. Your throats will have packs, guy.
Oh damn. Alright, okay. That's enough random food combinations. Now on to Z. You have put mayonnaise on. Let me start listing them. Cake, Gary. Yes. I'm not sure about the Gary.
No, not Gary. No, not Gary.
Okay. What did you put it on again? Ice cream?
No.
See.
Please deny that. No.
No. It was.
No, I'm not sure. It's all right. Just deny it. Just deny it, please.
He's not sure anymore. His mind is at the state
the
of the
return. What the hell did you just do to ice cream?
All right, okay. But I know he has put Gary on ice cream, Sha. So, yes.
No.
Pause on that. I think you need to pause on that first. You can't just drop that and just keep on going. You need to pause on that.
Let's list all the most horrendous combination you've done, which is normal to you, but it's not normal to anyone.
Well, let's see. Well, you said the mayonnaise and cake.
Yes.
Mayonnaise and macaroni.
Fuck.
Mayonnaise and rice.
Okay. I've eaten coastal rice, so it's not hard. It's not hard.
That one's different. It's just that.
Mayonnaise with spaghetti.
Oh,
yam and jam. The one time I even fried apple self.
Oh my goodness. How did you think of that? Wait, how did it taste actually?
No, it actually tasted good. Like, it tasted good.
How will you fry an apple and it tastes good? It's like the oil should be like making it taste this weird way or something.
Different tastes.
More like your tongue has been to war.
Oh, your taste buds. How are they? Do you have a condition or I don't. I'm trying to. My mind is still on the spaghetti and was it mayonnaise?
Yes, mayonnaise.
So, where it all started from was
your childhood. Your childhood. Tell me.
No, not my childhood. When you just 2 years ago. like one day with salad. So I put more mayonnaise in it. So like the salad was all, the coleslaw was all mayonnaise. Then I actually tried it and I got the idea from there. And the rest is history.
The rest is not history. Your stomach remembers it very well. Still scarred till today.
But it seems that it was all just the phase. I haven't taken mayonnaise in months now, so I'm healing.
But what you did this morning was another horrendous combination. Though it's pretty, it's pretty morning. Normal. It's pretty normal.
It's normal. It's not horrendous. I see.
See the amount of milk on that custard guy.
There's not normal. Like milk.
It's something like too much milk
there,
for lactose
intolerant like too much milk, bro.
Shah, don't come back to us when you're struggling in the toilet after the meal. Well, enough about food and whatnot for an anime podcast, so we actually have to talk about anime. Manga. Yes, manga.
Yeah, just say talk about manga. Anime.
Shut up. Manga is part of anime.
Okay, sure.
So,
manga is part of anime.
Basically, yes. But what will you say about web novel then? Light novel.
Uncles and...
Nah, that's like create the grandfather, bro.
Technically, yeah, extended family. But some mangas got created from light novels, so that's where the complication comes.
Like, that's why I say the grandfather, because from the light novel to the manga to the anime.
Not all works like that.
Okay. Well, yeah, not all.
Some light novels just get directly.
Some that get manga, then anime, then they have novels just to like
wrap
some things that you couldn't put in the other ones.
And there are some that get light novel and anime straight up.
Okay, and some of them just get light novel just to extend from the anime or from the manga where it stopped.
Yeah, that's exactly. that's that. Well, yeah. Manga is basically the center of everything.
Of course.
You could say after manga, there's manhwas. That's the
the Korean
derived
brother.
Yes, Korean and Chinese brothers. They are like the derived brothers from mangas.
Stepbrothers.
Yes, because call them that. All right, so what's your top three manga currently?
My top three manga. First, Land of the Lost Cross.
Oh, yes, peak.
Vagabond.
Yes, peak.
This is because I read it recently, but Kingdom.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Kingdom. Okay. I haven't still gotten past chapter 10. Yeah. But that's because of time. But anyhow, so far I've been seeing it's good. So it's looking like he has solid stuff going down around it.
Mm.
Do you think it's similar to Vagabond? Wait, no. Nothing can be that.
I don't think it's similar to Vagabond.
But in terms of war, is it similar in the... Exactly.
It's mostly about wars, but Vagabond was just Musashi's personal journey.
Vagabond was based on philosophy, right? On Musashi's philosophy of life.
Yeah.
Not only him, there are other people's philosophy.
Yeah, that adds to the story. Yeah, that's also adds to the philosophy of how everything is.
But would you say the guy that was that mute guy, would you say he had a philosophy going on? Or just living life?
Nah, he was
all just living life. Okay, all he was doing was according to instinct.
Well, yes, and that could be a philosophy on his own, but unspoken. He didn't have. Hold on, exactly. He didn't have the voice to tell us, but his actions spoke louder than his voice. I write this down. Someone should write this down.
Our rest. Anyway,
no.
Vagabond. How I put this now. It was a journey reading it, you know. A lot of.
Yeah, I read it.
Makes you think about a lot of things when you're reading it.
Yes.
A lot.
Like I was saying, to be invisible under the sun is only but a mere mirage.
Yes, it's not possible.
Exactly.
It can't be attained.
Unless you're Goku, shall. Exactly. It doesn't work for everyone. Goku is superior. But anyway, that's that. Skipping away from top three, I don't even know, your top three manga that are just completely solid stuff. Give me something that's shit.
What? You just demanded for shit, right?
That's what I knew.
Well, if it's shit, I've read a lot of shit mangas.
Bro. Oh, yes. Give me some of that. Like three or four. What's the worst you've read currently?
What is the name of that manga? Roku something. Ah.
What's it about? Maybe the name will come to your
it's
mind
about,
when you start talking
a
about
boy. Him. His parents and his younger brother were killed by his friends or something like that. And then he wants to get revenge or something.
I feel it.
I dropped the manga after those 10 chapters. Like, I had enough.
Wow.
What pissed you off?
First of all, the art style was shit.
So that means you don't read JJK then?
Wow. That was direct.
I mean, there's no business around the bush here. We all know it's not that so nice to the eyes. It was hard reading from the beginning.
Quite sketchy.
I'm used to it now.
JJK's art is actually okay.
No, right now it is okay.
Not that good. The story makes up for it. And the character.
What story?
A Maki
story. Yes, if I talk about Maki, yes, she makes up for
one
every
character. Come on.
It makes up for why I want to read JJK on a weekly
for one
basis.
Character. Come on.
Yes.
Yes.
Maki's supremacy.
She's just that good.
All right. All right. I don't read JJK. I'm not into the entire fan base of JJK. And I think I see why. I think I see a solid reason why.
Oh, yeah. But yeah.
Okay. Another shit manga.
Yes.
I can't call shit mangas without calling Tokyo Revengers. Oh, my goodness.
I hear that's people it. Say the manga was good now. What the hell?
It was a mirage. We were deceived.
A mirage.
Because after this wow. season one of Tokyo Revengers, I actually liked it. Then I went to read the manga. Then with each chapter, it just got worse and worse and worse. And what pained me was that I already downloaded like 100 chapters to the end. So I was forced to read everything.
That was bad. That was bad. I hate that.
I never look back.
Oh, damn.
Deception. Good thing I didn't go that far.
Hey, did Takamichi ever change? Please tell me he changed at least.
He never changed.
Ah, my goodness.
Remember, I don't think he ever. No, he did not change. If he had changed, it would be.
Now,
would
if he had changed.
Hate a bit. But no, he did not. Oh, Lord.
That's the thing. But then, if Takemichi changed, the manga would have ended. Straight up. That is it.
Wait, nah, there are other things to deal with now. He's not strong enough to beat everybody.
It doesn't. That was the change
you
needed.
You have to be strong enough to beat everybody. You don't even need to be strong. But at least stop bawling your eyes out at every arc. You cry and shout for Mikey or Draken or Hannah. Just crying anyhow. Even me, I'd not cry like that when I was small. Ah,
I mean,
how you know that? How you know that? There's no way you know that.
I want to believe in myself.
Okay.
Like, I think at this point, Hannah, as his girlfriend, is even more of a man than he is.
Actually, a lot of times.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Has been shown.
Ah, damn.
It's just sad, man. Sakamichi, people make fun of Denku for crying, but man. Takamichi is way
Deku enough. Didn't cry as half as much as this guy did.
Well, yeah. At least Deku cried and he's also strong. But
he got.
How can you be so weak and have all that mouth and still cry?
How is that? Why is he the one that's even chosen to be able to go back in time?
Why is he the main character?
He doesn't fit it at all.
Well, I think you're trying
story,
to.
We're all the main characters of our own lives. So,
true.
The manga has ended. I'm sure the author is having a good life after traumatizing me, but all is well. It is well.
He got his money.
Exactly. That's the most important thing.
All right, another manga. Wait, are you reading Rent a Girlfriend?
Yes, I am.
What's your thoughts on Rent a Girlfriend?
Why are you bringing this up?
Keep quiet.
My thoughts on Rent a Girlfriend. I'll put it in one word. No, one word is not enough.
Okay.
Let me just say it. It's good, but inconsistent. Like, what is that his name again? The MC, Kazuya.
Yes,
it's just another Takemichi. But this one, instead of crying, he's always thinking, overthinking. Like, this guy can legit have 6 pages with panels everywhere of him thinking of whether he should greet Chizuru in the morning. So,
he's another six pages.
Yeah, guy, that's how it goes, guy. It's annoying.
That's actually annoying. How it goes.
A whole 6 page, wow.
Yes.
I'm just here for the ending. I want to see how it ends.
I mean, I'm just like, they should just get together and end this manga, but the author keeps on dragging it out and making this guy do worse things. I'm just making him look more shit as a character.
Well, at least he's trying to become a bit more manly. So
have you read for like the past, I don't know, 10, 15 chapters? I'm just here.
I'm like 2 chapters behind right now.
You are. You're reading manga on a daily and steady.
I haven't been reading manga like that anymore since school.
That's school now.
But my manga reading peaked in 2023. Yes, that was wake up, read manga, read more manga, sleep and dream of manga.
Make mayonnaise combination food and sleep. Yes.
That's
exactly. See? 2023 was your year of experimentation.
That was his peak. You see, that was his peak. Year.
Back in your prime.
He was in his elements.
That's true.
I definitely was.
But yeah, hopefully there's something good that'll come out of Rent a Girlfriend soon. That'll make me want to read. But in other news, Nagatoro. There's been advancement, you know.
Nagatoro.
Yes, okay. Nagatoro.
It's been a while since
I haven't read that manga.
Haven't read it in a while.
Just watch this guy. One of the and that's
what. Oh, never mind. I was about to spoil it.
Hopefully I'll get around to read it.
And I was about to spoil it. Anyway. Chasha, why you read it? At least it's something that is progressing. Unlike Rent a Girlfriend. But yes.
Well, what about Domestic Girlfriend?
Oh my goodness.
Why not?
This is one of that anime was ew, good, more ew. Then all I just did was read through some chapters in the manga and I packed it up. Mm-hmm. No way will I go through that.
See, this is someone that couldn't stick through the incest.
I understand.
See, a normal person, unlike you.
It's not even that. Is who he ends up with later on that had me pissed off after everything that he had gone through. No.
So you got spoiled before the end?
Not like I got spoiled. I went for research to know.
Research.
Wow. So you spoiled it for yourself then?
That's basically.
But what of the journey, you know? There might be a sensible way the journey will change your perception of how he ended up with that person.
The journey wouldn't have changed anything.
I think the journey was the essence of the entire romance manga. That's it. You just don't see the beginning, see the end, and this is not your best girl.
I came for romance, not adventure.
You see,
if I need adventures and journey, I'm already with
you. The romance is the adventure. Understand me here.
That's true.
There are better romance mangas to read, so.
Well,
I'm okay with that.
All right. Everyone has their peak, everyone has what they consider as best. Okay, then what all you say about Quintessential and Quintuplets?
No, I actually read down. It was okay at best.
Who was your best girl? This is the very
Miku was best girl. Ever Miku. And as she lost, I stopped putting my best on any girls in any harem romance. I'll just come read and go. Not I want this one to win.
I understand.
Because they always end up. I've never won any. They always end up going for the other person. And
yeah,
it hurts. It hurts
a lot. No. Well, you know why it didn't hurt for me? Because my best girl won. I won. That was my first blessing that I won. My best girl won. And I am happy. I am happy about that.
Feeling like your bet finally
entered. Yes, my best entered. My best entered. You know how relieved I was. I followed this from chapter one. I started this. I picked it up. I started this. I fell in love with that character. Then as it progressed, the character has kept on having these troubled situations of maybe she's not the one. Maybe she's the one. She just, all these complications just happened. And she was the perfect character for me for a certain reason. I actually don't know what that reason is. And then she won at the end. Well, it's quite brilliant.
Well, lucky you.
Yeah.
Basically, harem mangas and animes are basically just Olympics, but with girls. And, well, that's the best way to summarize it.
It's basically a sports anime, yeah.
Okay, so your best girl won. Since I don't know their name, describe her so I'll know who won.
The one that has the
headset
on her head.
I think two have bow on their head.
No, it's only one.
Was it not a rabbit? That looked like a
yeah.
rabbit.
Yeah, something yes, like that.
Itsuba.
Yeah, Yotsuba. Yes, Yotsuba.
Oh, Yotsuba. Yotsuba. Yeah, Yotsuba.
Why Yotsuba is it hard out? You know what? Never mind.
We see the main character. It's policy when he sees it.
I haven't read it, but I was hoping on who said. What was I hoping on? I think the one.
Oh, it's headset, right?
No. My headset is typical. Oh, I'm a weeb and I.
Exactly. That would be everyone's favorite.
Exactly. I think the one I was going for was. Okay, wait. Let's study characters, their characteristics.
The characteristics or.
Of each character, each of the female. There's one with bow on her head, yes.
Yeah. That
there's one with headsets, There's one that's with a bob cut, I think.
Yeah.
That one, but it's not that one I was choosing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Next one is there was one that was a tsundere.
Yes, there's one is tsundere. Is a my
there is never win.
I don't
true,
yeah. But unless they change, unless they go through character development and change, if not, they don't win. Oh, yeah, I think there's another one or two more. It's four.
That is the first one. That's the
okay, yes, that's the one I was going for. The one with long hair. It's between
the one with long hair.
Yes, the one with long hair. I was
no, going Itsuki is one with long hair. Ichika is one with the
bro. Both of you to shut
hold on, shut the hell up. Yotsuba, the best one of them. Miku, the one with headsets.
Why are you giving me names? I want characteristics. Features.
Oh shit.
I don't know their names.
Itsuki was the mother-like type. Ichika was the actress. Yes, bob cut. Ichika was the actress with bob cuts. Miku was the quiet one with headsets. Yotsuba, the clown of the family, always making jokes and all. Then Nino, the tsundere. Yes, that's her, Nino, the tsundere. So I think that's all.
It's yeah, like I need a picture.
Yep, you're right.
Let's give you a picture. Let me see. But I feel like I think the one with the long hair is the one I was going for initially. That one with the butterfly hair clippings. Yes.
Oh, that's Nino. That's Nino.
Yeah, that's Nino.
That's the one I was going for at least.
You bet on the easy boss from the start. Nothing for you, my brother.
She was the best girl for me.
Ah, well. You guys lost. I won.
So I don't give a shit about you winning.
So
I found true love. That's my own
one. I am above you all. You all are peasants to me.
You only want one.
I only need one.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Well, for good room comes, we have the dangers in my heart. Like that has to be one of the best I've read. Probably my top two rom-coms. Yeah, it's my top two rom-coms, and the best one I've read is Masini Koku. That one is actually an old one from 1980s, but it had a mix of romance and comedy that went so well together, and it actually had a plot. So I really enjoyed that manga.
What do you mean? What do you mean you actually had a plot? Are you trying to say romance don't really have plots, and it's all about winning and losing?
You're not far off the mark.
Oh wow, you're actually not too far off the mark. What is Rent a Girlfriend then?
Rent a Girlfriend is all about Kazuya are fucking up.
Exactly. Where's the plot? The plot is Kazuya are fucking up.
The plot is the fact that there are girls that you can rent in Japan for your girlfriend.
That is
that's the plot.
That is the point of the anime. Not the plot.
The point is the plot. I don't see a line. There's no line. Just
there's
like
no plot in it.
And hentai. There's no line.
The manga could end in one chapter and nothing would be left out.
Yes, true. But you can rent a girlfriend in Japan. Guy, that is something else. But they actually naturally don't have plots, actually. Now I think about it. Yeah.
Well, some do.
Don't like even bring them up.
Yes. Wait,
does it have plots?
It doesn't have a plot.
It doesn't exactly have a plot.
No, it actually has. The plot
does
is a boy.
Who's going to confess first?
Yes.
That's not a plot. That's just like
a solid plot.
That seems like Kazuya are not confessing to Chizuru.
Exactly. That,
please,
like, that's
please
the point.
Don't put Kazuya in this conversation. At least Love Is More is funny.
Oh shit.
Well, Kazuya's life is funny.
Nah, that's it's plain sad and depressing, guy. Yeah?
It's funny to see him spill. But yes. You can still call that plot. Partially.
To a mad extent. Yes. But something like Domestic Girlfriend now, that she got plots.
That's that plot.
He has a driving force.
It doesn't have
which is
plot.
What?
It has, I don't even know why I can describe it as
a plot. That's what it
incest.
Is.
Incest.
Yes.
It's not based on the incest. It's based,
it is.
It based on how they move. It based on how they move on from that.
Did they move on from that?
Yes, they did.
Oh.
They did not.
Well, not
they
exactly.
Ended up with one of them in the end.
Well,
so they moved in.
It's how they progressed with the incest. They know that incest is wrong. But then again, this plot still progressed without that incest still being wrong. Still ended up being right.
How is that help? You're just promoting. My God.
I am promoting incest.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I'll straight up say it. I am promoting.
You want us to get cancelled? Are you mad? Okay. You've proved your point that maybe, for a slight chance, if you were thinking with one side of your brain that Domestic Girlfriend has plots.
Yes, it does.
But it doesn't. And that's facts.
Exactly.
Sure.
There's no plot. Same way almost all romance don't have plots. We also have this guy or a girl attracted to someone, and the aim is to get that person to the other person.
But there's actually a romance manga that has a plot, like a very solid one. It's even mixed
something
with mystery.
Wait. Let's define
generic romance.
Holy shit. You read that.
You should cook up. Let me lay down something before you guys talk about plots.
What?
Are there things walking around the, like, besides those two people probably being in love and stuff like that? The only way you can decide that now
there's plots in that romance now is if things are happening around, like, let's say their world. The world is moving on without having to revolve around them.
Yes. Even in Domestic Girlfriend. Not that kind of moving
God.
Around. There's no moving around.
The world is moving around towards the freaking incest.
It doesn't move around towards the incest. There are other relationships around
the main relationship. Okay.
Inner peace.
Moving on from that. Yes. So now explain this manga and let me determine if there's plot, which I doubt there is.
So to explain it, what is about a guy and a woman in a it's based on a city
woman.
That's so nostalgic. But then there are lots of things happening in the city. For example, the girl, she's actually dead, but the girl that is now there is like her replacement or something. So that alone is enough plots.
More than am I hearing necrophilia here? What is going on?
No. It's not necrophilia. It's more of mystery.
Mystery.
Okay. Now I get why you say there's a plot.
Yes. So
there's mystery.
Or like domestic girlfriend.
Harsh.
I'm not sure there's any good anime or any good romance manga that has girlfriend in the name that actually has a plot.
Rent 1,000 girlfriends.
Domestic girlfriend.
100 girlfriends.
1,000 girlfriends. That anime is just funny. It's just funny. But how would you have 100 girlfriends while like bro's living the life?
My guy, they schedule every day, every one of them.
He's scheduling the whole year, guy.
Is it the whole year? I think it takes more than a whole year to juggle everyone, guy. Let's think about
it. Trying taking lessons from King Solomon.
Oh, exactly. My guy is trying to build up to the legacy.
Guy. Are you tired of regular same old apps on your phone, making you feel distracted and procrastinating schoolwork, and looking for something fresh and exciting to make you productive and feel excited? Well, look no further. Applex is a multi-purpose social media powerhouse designed for students and all that would want to expand their horizons, with features such as ad-free YouTube, in-app cloud storage, discussion rooms, and several other features to make yourself recognized. If this sounds like an app for you, click the link in the description below to download. Back to the episode.
Man, that'll be hard to juggle.
Yeah? Serious.
Very, very hard.
But see, that cooling's...
I think he has only 24 right now, so he hasn't met the remaining.
He hasn't hit his climax.
So just imagine the plot twist. It goes beyond 100. Plus ultra.
Go beyond your limits.
Oh damn. Do you read Boku no Hero?
Boku no Hero. My Hero Academia.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm waiting for it to finish.
Okay.
I see.
Thing, when I dropped it, I lost interest in it. So now I'll just wait for it to finish then. Binge read. But I don't really enjoy it anymore. Even the anime, I don't watch it anymore. Not like it's bad though. It's
kind of bad, but yes, continue. It's not like it's bad.
It's kind of bad.
Oh, wow. That's a new word. It's a good mead.
What?
No, like, they are mead mangas. Then they are good meads. Those ones that they are mead, but it's actually entertaining or interesting a bit. Then there's outright garbage. Like nothing can even put you back to that manga. Example, Tokyo Revengers. So you should see the hierarchy now.
Yeah, I see the hierarchy. Tokyo Revengers in the trash, yes.
See, there's this burning hate for Takemichi in the air.
Bro, almost everyone. I've never seen someone that tried to stand up for Takemichi, guy. Not once.
Because he can't stand up for himself.
Exactly.
The guy is
gonna be too. Wow. Yeah, now deep.
So there was this statement you mentioned. Okay. You said earlier on Twitter, which struck my attention and my interest.
I say a lot of things though.
I know you say a lot of things, but it's from you. This one is from you. You said ReZero is meat. Can you explain?
Explain in detail.
Full detail. Full detail, please. Why is ReZero meat? And I quote you. This is a pure pure snooze fest. I think I remember that. Yes, I remember that query.
Where does he live again?
He's in Lagos for now, but right now.
It was a pure snooze fest. Every memory of me watching ReZero that I can remember, I slept off.
Are you sure you're not tired?
No, this is not possible. I can't be tired every day I want to watch anime. Unless the anime is not interesting to me. Some people actually love ReZero, so for their sake, I won't outright call it mead. But it's mead, but it's a good mead. Yes, yes. Let's put that. That's the better description.
You know what I mean? I'm not liking this word anymore. This good meat is like masking a lot of things.
Exactly. You're trying to hide trash. Just trying to hide the word trash.
It's like carrying it. There's a freaking box of trash and you're just spraying it and cleaning it up. Yeah, keep the trash clean. Exactly. At least it's not trash.
You're trying to make the trash not smell.
Exactly.
But
it's calling trash trash.
Like it has fun.
I like it, yes.
Tokyo Avengers has fans.
In this case, guys, but I'm not sure those ones are fans anymore.
For
ReZero, Isekai, it's fair enough.
It's fair one enough. Of those top Isekais, you know, right?
Yeah, it is.
All not those good Isekais.
Not to me. You know, Isekai genre is just trash in general. So
what? Wait. Let's go back to what I was saying. Putting aside what you said, it's one of the top isekais. Back when isekais were good, not now that it has become oversaturated and well, it's shit now. Back in those times, try not to.
Saga of Tanya, the evil.
Yes, exactly. Overlord. All of them, all the good ones that those times. Those are the ones that are actually good, genuine isekais. But you know one thing about isekais right now that no one gives a shit about? No one is trying to go back home. Everyone is just in a new world. Not trying to go back home. They all just want to stay there, get overpowered or something.
I came to a new world as a farmer, so now I have to defeat the demon king and marry all his wives. Like
exactly.
You don't have to. You don't have to, but you're going to. Why are you doing it? You don't have to.
Bro, you have a family at home. Why are you still in another world?
It's a guy. Find your way back home.
Go back.
Are you hated or something?
Unless their life were too sad, you know. Maybe that's why they want to go back.
An XM, but they never say that.
Unless it's Nusuba.
Ah, yes. He deserves to stay back. He deserves to stay actually there.
He deserves to stay back. I need Aqua to terrorize him more.
The very funny part is that he didn't actually die. He just died from a heart attack. He nearly got crushed by a tractor. It wasn't a truck. It was a tractor.
Freaking moving slow tractor, guy. There was nothing.
He died from a heart attack.
I don't even understand how that came into how it happened. It must be a scary cat, like a very scared child.
Of course, it's Kazuma again.
Yeah. But thinking about ReZero now, one of those people that when he got isekai'd, it was like one of the most instant things that happened for no reason at all.
Yeah,
they haven't explained it all to this day.
Like, I've not seen anybody being isekai that's fast. At least there was a small story. He just disappeared.
It was spontaneous. Like, it just happened.
It can't happen to anyone. And just thinking about it makes it just feel more scary, guy.
If I get isekai, no way I'm coming back. No way.
What if you get dropped in the world of AOT?
I actually like that.
What? How was your plan to survive, please?
No, he's going to die. There's no point in thinking about it.
No, technically, now in the world of AOT.
We're not talking about present, we're talking about in the past.
Ah, I would have come as.
You're not coming as anybody. You're coming as you are right
yourself.
Now. Pure Zed that likes mayonnaise. There's nothing you are doing to those titans.
You don't have enough stats. You're coming with your mayonnaise. Present stats.
My present stats, gay. No. Yes. Please, they should buff me up a bit.
You ain't getting no buff, guy. You're going with your present stats, guy. You have no hacks. You have nothing.
Ah. Whoa. Just gonna stay in one village like that in one Sina and become a farmer or a shoemaker. Something peaceful. I live a peaceful life.
Very peaceful. Did the Titans break the wall?
They didn't actually break into walls, Sina. So.
Oh, but the people that were there were people that were rich. So, you know, you're coming with your current stats and
I don't think he got money.
Exactly.
I don't think he got money, though.
I was looking for how to slide in Gary in there so that like, you know the level of what your start to be.
No. If it's like that, then Omar, let's just move away from that discussion.
Might be at the edge of the wall. You might not have made it to
the side. That first city. Yeah,
might have been Aaron's neighbor.
I say. Oh, yeah. But.
That's a very good anime. I'm actually rewatching it now. And I know that. Beginning. Yes, it's special. Not all these things that are ongoing now. Was special.
Well, out of all the things that were ongoing this last winter season, what were you actually watching? Because I wasn't watching much besides Undead Unlock, Solo Leveling, and Free Reign.
If I speak on Undead Unlock,
talk, do I'll not be silenced. Don't worry, it's not Twitter.
I didn't even bother watching. It's because I know that I won't actually go far with it. It's another one. It's among the mangas right now that I'm just waiting for to end. I'm there to see how it ends. Because if you read the manga, there's after a... Do you read the manga?
Yes, I do.
One of us.
Yeah, okay. If you're after their fight with God and the loop and all those things, it's been declining since then. I lost interest. Like it was
when Fuko became the main character and started doing things on her own and that.
Let me just put it like not that there's a problem with her being the main character. She is the main character. But
yeah, she is, but
it just wasn't hitting the same.
It wasn't hitting the same. Wait. It didn't have the same thrill as before.
Exactly.
Is this guy still there? What's his name?
Andy.
Andy's still there.
Andy is chilling somewhere else.
He's still there, but not there yet.
Not like he's chilling.
Oh, well, okay. Everything resets, so they have to find each other again.
Exactly. They have to find each of the calamities again. Everything that happened to people before, they have to redo them, and it's happening again.
So what exactly is it making it feel like it's declining? The story is slow, or is it just feeling dragged out?
Dragged out is a reach. I can't put it into words, but it's not it anymore.
Yeah, it's not having this thrill of this mystery of how what is going to happen next. We all know what's going to happen next because we know this is a loop already, and we know that this is what they're trying to
meet new
Exactly. We know who they're going to meet. We know who the antagonist is. Yeah.
The God, right?
Yeah.
Wait, so that means all the characters are still the same, or they're still the same.
So now Fuko is trying to bring back everybody, the good characters, the bad characters, the good and bad, trying to mix everybody.
Get everybody on our side.
Exactly, get everybody on our side. They're now face against.
So some Naruto type shit.
Yes, talk no jutsu involved.
Okay.
Talk no jutsu with a bit of punch and unlock.
Ah, yep. I want to say something, but let me just skip it to myself. But I think maybe it'll probably just pick up now. I thought that they're trying to fight God again.
Yeah, it'll probably pick up then. But I can say so far, it's the only thing that I can say it might be the interesting part of what's currently going on in the manga is the backstories of several bad characters, the bad guys. Because you see the backstory of how Billy got his power.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed that Billy's part. Yeah. I enjoyed his story because it was nice.
It was pretty cool. So yeah, I guess to see the behind the scenes of how some bad people became bad and how some good characters even became that's what they are now. Some broken heroes.
True. Alright. So apart from Undead Unlock, okay, you didn't watch Undead Unlock. What other anime did you watch this winter season that has passed?
I didn't watch any. The only
you didn't watch Solo Leveling?
I've read the manga back.
Well, don't you want to see the Igris and Sung Jin-woo fight?
I'll try to watch it.
Peak. They pounded Sung Jin-woo like fucking yam guy.
Pounded my guy like yam.
No, didn't arise anymore. So then, my friends were telling me that it's very good, though they didn't know I've read him. I was just like, look at these ones.
I swear, that's exactly how I see look at them.
Peasants.
Just be like, guy, have you checked out Solo Leveling anime? Freaking mad. I'll just be like, yes, yes.
If only you knew.
I've been there already. Twice.
Exactly. Twice. Right. But yeah, yeah. So you're telling me you didn't watch anything throughout this
season? Telling me you didn't watch Free Rain.
Don't bring
Free Rain is actually, I've read the manga. So I didn't want to rush it. But I have all the episodes now, so I will take my time.
How many manga have you read?
Joint.
Have you read everything that's about to come out this year?
Most lots of animes I see that are about to come out. Mission Yuzakura, I've read that. 365 days to the wedding, I've read that. And
what about
that I've not read, it's probably in my library or I've not heard of it. So I'm more of a manga person.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was October season. Most of the animes that came out, I already read most of them. So I was like, wow. I'm just there.
That's a lot.
Watching for live animation.
Wow.
All right. What about Go-Go Loser Rangers?
Okay, that one I haven't actually read.
Okay.
But I
wanted to ask about that. Yeah.
Their plans, I've heard, is interesting from men I trust.
Exactly, even me too. So I'll just like kiss.
The manga community right now, you see people that are just overhype nonsense and all, but who is good taste have told me that it's good. So I'll probably read it soon.
And it's hard to discern good things and bad things these days, guy. It's just so hard.
You have to test it out for yourself.
Won't work that like that.
I'll say the benchmark is like reading about five chapters.
Is that enough?
Chapters
are 10
10-15 at least. See, read the first arc or the first saga.
Yes,
and see how it will draw you in. If it doesn't, pack it up. Let it go.
But what if it's this kind of stuff that's like a slow burner that takes very long, but it ends up being good? That's the one that's difficult.
You said take very long to read it.
Actually, someone else out there is reading it, and someone else will post their review about it, and somehow you find
it. But can you trust that person's review? You know that person has a different state of mind compared to you. But what if someone that you don't know? I'm about to mention Merle.
No, there are some. When you know that, if you see that something is going to pick up later, you should know maybe from reading it, there would have been hints and all stuff like that. There should be hints that, this will pick up. For example, now Kagurabachi, after reading the first 4-5 chapters, I was like, okay, this is actually going to be good. Like, I feel it's going to be very good. Not all the memes of it that were just trending. Most people just posting it without even reading it. And that's actually vexed me because it was about
to come out that time, sir.
Yeah, it was already trending before it came out. What a manga.
I was just hoping that they won't overhype it so that when time it comes out, it's not up to expectation. They will not just ask it like that.
Yeah.
Because it was looking like a good concept, yeah. Though it was edgy, but anyway, good concept nonetheless.
Edgy?
It was edgy. Think about it.
I am the Kagurabuchi. He should have just said that.
Is he edgy as... Okay, now let's see. It looks like Zoro a bit. He has a scar on his face somewhere, and he's like this character that's always quiet and he's strong, and just says these one-liners that are cool and stuff like that. So yes, edgy in that way is what I'm trying to say.
Well, fair enough, but it's good. It's a good manga.
Yeah, it's good. It's good, but there's that hint of edginess that you have to overlook. By the time he comes on,
things in manga you just overlook for the greater good.
Yes.
some that are not overlookable. Incest. Oh, yes. Things like that.
I will defend domestic girlfriend wherever I stand.
Yes. Keep on doing that. And I will keep away from you.
Sure. Go ahead. I will form a movement, a revolution.
Do you think there are enough domestic girlfriend fans?
Yes, there are. They should be.
They are not enough for you to do that. Bro, they'll pack all of you into jail.
That can't stop us. We'll find our way out. Power of incest.
The way you're so vocal about this.
Yes, I will be very vocal about
it. If you were doing this on Twitter, the way you get canceled, man. Fuck.
I mean,
it would have been. Well, actually, you would have actually gotten your fans from there. True enough.
Boom.
Yeah, you just gotten your
fans. I'll
make
followers. A separate Twitter account just for that. And once you get canceled.
Oh wow, okay.
Yo, let it go. Domestic girlfriend ended years ago.
Yeah, it did. But it still lives on. The story lives on.
Why yourself?
Make a good point.
Mm. Make a good what?
Make a good point.
Exactly.
But all this hassle for mid, you shouldn't channel that energy into something else. Channel it to be a Chainsaw Man fan, a Maki Man fan. Yes, that's what I'll advise you to do.
Not going to happen.
I mean, well, it's definitely not going to be a peace drinker, but yes, we are hoping you channel it to Chainsaw Man.
Okay, well, what about Gokuraku guy?
What?
Oh, Gokuraku guy, yeah. I've read that too. Well, just
wait. What's that?
You also read it too.
I've read it.
Yes.
What's it about? Maybe let me refresh my memory.
I really can't explain it.
How can't you explain it?
It's quite confusing.
Wait. Is it the guy and that girl? With,
yes.
What? Okay.
Very stylish drip. Yes.
Guy, that manga has
drip for days, bro.
That manga has drip.
That's
from the art style to the characters to the bad to the villains to everything.
What even made me stop it was when I was reading it, all the chapters were already updated, and now
exactly
somewhere in the depths of my library, so I'll probably search it and pick it back up.
If you find it, you end up seeing that there are not much chapters. It's like taking forever for them to drop chapters. Yeah. I'm just here begging on my knees, please.
I started with the one shot before I dabble into the whole manga itself. I'm just waiting for it to cook. Wait for it to release. It was like, let's say 50 chapters, give or take.
So since manga plus then it's realized though, just hope it doesn't get axed. Because man. That's their favorite thing. Like Martial Master Asumi. Did any of you read that?
Yeah, I saw it. I didn't read it.
Boxing. Like that manga was going well. Like it was very good. One of my favorite reads of 2023. Then I just woke up one morning this year and saw that the next chapter coming out will be the last one. No explanation. The whole potential axed. Just like that. Pain.
Is it fans in Japan that are doing this to us? If it's not JJK, they don't want it. It's just annoying.
I'm telling you guys.
Very.
See, what I'm dreading for one day is if I'll just see Gashakuta getting cancelled. For a shit reason that I don't know.
Not enough fan service or fan
exactly
following.
What's that? Which manga?
Gashakuta.
Oh, Gashakuta. That manga is very is good.
Yes, it just is. That's... It is very good. Just what?
Very what good.
Yeah, what is it? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There we go again.
Yeah, you said just that what? I'm not. You said something. You said,
don't let this boy find you in Lagos.
You said something.
Nothing much. It's actually good. I love the art style. The art style is beautiful. Just like the story. The story is not storying like that, but it has potential. Hopefully, it lives up to it.
How is his story not storying? Let me get that off the table first. How is his story? The story is leading
Rudo and those bandits, like
the janitor.
We need to see more. not the janitors, the people they fight against. What do they call
them? Okay. You read that?
Those bad people. We need to see more, but with the last chapter that I read, about a new discovery about those people in Paint Town, that one of them, first painter, that one of his friends is the one that made the clothes that Rudo is wearing. So that's something to look forward to. So yeah, it's actually, I can agree.
You haven't read far enough. There are more chapters after that. When they get farther and start fighting the raiders, then you see more on how the entire world is, how they're trying to get to the Sky Island.
So I'm told that where they fought that trash beast, right? No, it's good. It's one of the best new gen mangas.
Yeah.
On like what people, all those bots on Twitter, you will see new gen mangas be adding MHA, JJK, Chainsaw mangas that can be like 6 years old. Like, when you say new gen, you put something that 2023, 2024, new mangas, recent, not 2017, 2018. So I even saw a good Vinland Saga too. Oh my god. Vinland Saga started
I think they see it more as mangas they just started reading now.
Yes.
Not knowing when it came out.
Actually, that's actually it. That's actually what they do. Because there's no way, like, don't even check when things come out to put Vinland Saga as part of best new gen manga. Bro, please be for real.
They're just in it for the banter, you know. They're just trying to get some of that Elon cash. But yeah, there are a lot of, how you call it, frauds in the anime fan base these days, and we can't address that enough. Too much frauds all around. But anyway, so we'll weed them out eventually.
Yeah, there's this other new gen manga that was also created by the same person that created Fullmetal Alchemist. That I'm reading currently.
What's that?
Yumi no Tsugai.
I saw that.
Of course you have.
How many freaking mangas have you read?
Come on.
Everything
was. I didn't read it. I just saw something about it. I just saw it.
Okay.
I didn't really enjoy it. So can't see. So me that anime is a fraud. It's a fraud.
What is it?
A fraudulent anime.
And we have come to the end of the episode.
Hold on, this cannot be the end. I'm not letting this go.
I am filled with hate. I don't want to start fighting Zed right now. How are you saying? Anyway,
where does he live again?
Lagos.
The thing about Fullmetal Alchemist is, when I was about to watch it, like, I've seen that it was number one on my anime list. I know people that hyped it, like it was the second coming of Jesus. Like,
oh, wow.
Then, reading it, it didn't live up to that hype. I used like 4 months to watch that. Though it had a solid story, like the story and plot progression, everything, it went well. But for the sake of hating, it was mid. It is not good at all. I won't even recommend it.
At least you had a solid point at the end.
Yeah.
Was that solid enough?
Partially solid. Just for the sake of peace, it was solid. For the sake of peace, it was solid.
Sure. Sake of peace.
All right, we've come to the end of the episode. Zed has been a partially good guest.
Child. That's trouble.
Too much mayonnaise, but I know he has some
high on mayonnaise.
Good,
I think that's where all this take is coming from.
Fuck up. He had good opinions. He had good opinions and all around good manga taste. He has almost read everything in this world. But yes,
I bet that.
No, that's a stretch. That's a stretch.
You've almost read almost all new gen things.
Nah, I don't. No. I've not. I need to read more mangas. I need to explore more.
Add more to your artillery. But yeah,
no. Most of the mangas I read. Thing about me is I read a lot of unnecessary mangas. You see mangas with like 15 chapters, no updates in like 4 years. That's
what you say.
Oh, so I've read a lot of mangas, but most of them not complete. Some of them, all these mangas with like 15, 20 chapters.
and you see no updates in like months, years. But yeah, essentially, yeah, I've read a lot of mangas. I've read more mangas than I've watched anime, so that's fair enough.
Are you saying that we can't name one manga now that you haven't read?
Okay, name 10 mangas and I will see. I will judge of that whether I've read a lot. If I can mention 8 of them, if I've read 8 of them, then I can say, okay, yes, I read a lot of mangas. So
I mention bet. Bet.
Why are you happy about this?
Because I know I've read some very specific mangas that are pointless for me to read, but I still
read. Also, you go name 5.
5. All right. I think he might have read this one. Ayashimon.
Ayashimon.
Yes.
No, I didn't bother reading it since it was asked earlier. So, no, I didn't read it. But it was from one. Hell's Paradise Crypto. So
yes, at least I knew it was.
All right, that's one. Next.
Okay.
Kani ni Sosowarite.
Hmm?
Kani ni Sosowarite.
English name, if you have it.
What's the English name?
An Invitation by a Crab.
No.
Haha, that's two.
That's two.
Wow.
Let's see. Green Blood.
No? Wow. You I haven't read that.
A Girl from the Other Side.
Ha.
Haha.
Maybe I'm not
now. That 5.
That's 4 now.
Okay,
4.
One last one. One last one from you.
Let's see. Heart Gear.
No.
There we go.
Oh, shit.
There we
In
go.
Fact, one. I'm going to do my own. Call your 5, then I'll do my own.
No. Remind me to do my own 5 now.
All right. Do your own five now. So I can end this all with my victory.
Okay, let's go with Eden.
No.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call it? Hakaiju.
Hakaiju.
Yes.
No.
Okay. What do you call this thing again? I'm coming. Have you read the whole? I've never finished it, Sha, but the whole of Higurashi. The manga series.
Higurashi.
Yes.
That horror. Anime.
Yes. Yeah, the anime, but the manga.
I haven't read much of it.
It's good actually.
Well, he knows it.
He knows it. Who doesn't know Higurashi? Yeah, well, no one has read the manga. The manga is totally different from the anime.
Lots of people don't know Higurashi.
That's their own problem. Not my own issue. This thing. What do you call this thing? Jisatsu. It's about the survival type stuff. Suicide Island. Have you read that?
Nope.
Okay. Cypher Academy.
I didn't bother reading that.
Why?
Because the synopsis wasn't... It didn't pull me in.
Okay. I get that. Okay.
So you guys...
That's how many now? Is that 4?
That's okay, that's 4 from you.
Okay, remain one last one. And Smiley.
What?
Wow.
It's a...
All it's a detective. Is no
that is Senin. It's actually good. It's psychological thriller mystery. You should actually check it out. But the issue is that it takes time for them to drop manga chapters. It's just vexing me, guy. But yes, that.
We've all been there.
So now, my turn.
All right.
I'm going to list 20. So
yeah, 20. Hell, calm down. Calm down. At least five.
10 for each of you.
All right.
That's
okay,
harsh.
So first one.
That's too harsh.
My dearest self with malice aforethought.
Yes, I've read that.
I've seen it.
Okay. Blood on the Tracks.
Yes, I've read that.
All right. Welcome home, Alice. Welcome back, Alice.
Fuck. No.
Nope.
Let's see. Bokutachi ga Yarimashita.
It's ringing a bell. What is it about? Or the English name?
The English name is Is there English name here? No, there's no English name here. But it's about five friends who killed someone and their life after that.
Okay, I don't think I've read that.
Okay, so next one. Let me see. Shibatarian.
No, I haven't read that.
No.
It's like you're digging into the depths. Have you read I Am Hero?
Nope. Sweat and Soap.
what is that?
It's actually a romance manga.
That is a JoJo stand.
Sweat and Soap.
Not Sweat and Soap. Soap.
Oh, yeah, that's a JoJo stand. No, not Sweat and Soap though, but
Soft and Wet.
Soft and Wet.
Yes. Soft and Wet.
I was the weirdest.
Like his stand concept, the way it's defeated Wonder of You. It's so it's wrong to me.
Man, JoJo is too creative, Sha. The way they try to make it work out at the end.
I have to give them that, it's creative. So on to the next up. Drifting Net Cafe.
No.
Vibration Man.
No.
What?
Jiangshi
X. Sound like a...
What?
Jiangshi X. X.
I've heard of it.
It's on Manga Plus.
Yes. I've seen it.
Okay. Apple Sims.
Yes, I've read it.
You read Apple Sims? Realized...
No. Jiangshi X.
Boom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair enough. Well,
gotten like what four now, or so is it five? No, four.
Beautiful Place.
No.
Billy Bat.
Yes.
Colorless.
No.
Cruise.
No.
Nope.
Dead Demons.
Yes. I haven't finished it, Sha. It was dragging out.
False Child.
Nope. I think you're past 10 now.
Wow. Oh, I have.
Yes, okay. Wow.
I can leave it at that.
So basically, we all have things that each of us haven't read.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I haven't read anything.
That's why it's not possible to read almost all the mangas. So.
All right. Fair enough.
True.
Anyway, that's the end of the episode.
Have you read
it's been all table? About I'm ending the episode. Yes, I've read it.
You still read it in the end.
Yes, I've read it. Alright. That's the end of the episode. It's been a fun episode with Zed, you know, talking about mayonnaise and manga mostly. But yes. It's been fun.
My name is Zed.
Make sure to check us out on YouTube. IG in case I drop something, Twitter, and drop a comment down below what you think about Zed and his food combinations. We'll see you on the next episode.
Next time I'm going to talk all about Chainsaw Man and Maki Man.
Yes. Why
do you know you should
all right. See you on the next episode. Ciao.